Okay, today's daf is Chala, daf Mem Hey. As we continue in the fourth parak of Maseches Chala, and we're speaking about the borders of the different areas regarding the halachas of what's Daraisa, what's Darabanim, the Bizman Hazeh, all Chala might be Darabanan, because Rov B'nai Yisrael, right, we're not in their spots and in Eretz Yisrael. So there were limitations, but we spoke about the borders in terms of Chala, and we related it to similar borders that were given in Maseches Gittin. So we're up to on Mem Hayim and Aleph, actually, on the fourth line, Amar Rebbe Yusta Barshuna. And we start off with a Agada. We were just talking about the mountains and the slopes of Ammanam, or Ammana. So Argus is Ammanam, so in which is the northwest, according to most. So Amr of Yusta Barshunam, Lekashiagiwa Galios, Latavris Ammanam, when Kibbutz Galios happen and they get to the slopes of Ammanam, Heinasidos Lomar Shira, right? What then? They're going to start singing. Shenemar Tashuri Merosh Amana. Sing from the tops of Amana. Sing from the tops of Amana. Pasuk in Shir HaShirim. Right? We spoke about that in our Shir HaShirim Shirim. But sing from there. Like, why Dafka there? Like, why don't they stop? What? That's the border? So the Chora, at the border, now they're, you know, on their way back, and now they say Shira as they get into Eretz Yisrael. Right? The concept of Kibbutz Galios, as is pointed out by the Nevi'im, is something that is unprecedented in world history in terms of a land that waits for its inhabitants to come back after 2,000 years. The idea of a native people coming back to the native land after being dispersed for so many thousands of years is unheard of. And what's happened over the past 200 years or so is mamish, besides being a fulfillment of nevuos, but it's really amazingly unfathomable. Interesting, the Kibbutz Galios of coming back is a step towards Mashiach and a step towards it in the Gula process. Interesting, Mesora from Rav Herzog, but it's based on a Ramban. Based on Rabban, Rav Shechter talks about this in Be'ikvei Hatzon in Siman Lamed Beis, where he discusses Yiduim Divrei HaRamban. It's known. It's known if you know it. Yiduim Divrei HaRamban, that in Sefer HaGeula, Debeis HaTochachos, Shabbaparsa B'chukosai, Be'ezel Kisavo, the two Tochachos of B'chukosai and Kisavo are Keneged the two Chorbanos. Keneged the two Chorbanos, Bayis Rishon and Bayis Sheni. V'shalo Yiyah Od Chorban Shlishi, meaning there's only one one left, and that geula, that bias, of course, will be eternal. And that with Pshuto Nira, it says with Shechto Lechora, Shalo Ratzaloma Rak, Shalo Ye Opam Churban Beis Hamigdash. Not only is this promise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only that there won't be another destruction of the Beis Hamigdash, but there won't be another destruction of the land and of the country. Ela Sha'af Lo Ye Opam Churban Hamedina. V'chein Mavor Lahedi, and he quotes this from the Ramban. And therefore, that's what the Torah has promised us. V'av shekvar bar kochva, what about in the days of Bar Kochva? Wasn't there a country then and it destroyed? No. History proved that that wasn't a country. That wasn't recognized. Now, if it wasn't recognized, ulubasofen is bala memshalto. Eim is astira lahavtachas hanavim, shalo ye od churban shlishi b'medina. Shekvar paska ha-historia al Bar Kochva. History already paskind. Shalhaisa memshalto bebechinas memshala beemes. It wasn't really a government. El shenisa lasos mered neged haromim. It was a rebellion against the Romans. V'lo itzliach memeredon. And it was not successful. Mashenkein memshalas bedinas Yisrael shebizbanenu. Right, the state of Israel today, says Rav Shechter, who bevadei memshalas, obviously a for sure government. Hamukereze haum. Right, even the one good thing the United Nations did in the history of the United Nations is to recognize the state of Israel. V'dina kachol shar memshalas shebolam. V'chein tafsu kol gadoli poskeiz manenu. Shicholam liftos ma'aser sheni be'eretz Yisrael. But mevayas madinik use Israeli coins to be pode ma'aser sheni. Then he quotes the story, different versions of this story. He quotes the story that at the time of the War of Independence in 1948, the Briska Rav was thinking about leaving Yerushalayim, maybe even leaving Israel and going to Switzerland. Rav Yitzchak Herzog, don't leave. And this is what he said also, as they were getting closer. And they said to Israel, it's not going to happen. V'tam, meaning, and that was before, that was pre-state, just the kibbutz golios, as we're talking about in our Gemara, that started in the 1850s. And the fact that we went from 6,000 to 60,000 to 600,000 in 1948, that's not a coincidence to go up hundreds of thousands. And Rav Herzog said, Kabbalah yesh b'yadeinu shelo ye'od chorben shlishi ba'aretz. We have a Kabbalah. Rav Herzog said, it's from the Ramban. So they say the Brisker Rav said, I also have a Kabbalah. When they're shooting at you, you run. That was his Kabbalah. But either way, this is the idea of a lo chorben shlishi, and it starts with the kibbutz golios. And that's what we've seen, and that's what's described by Rav Yusta Bar Shunam, that when the golios come, the kibbutz golios, and that would they will sing on the Rosh Aman. Okay. Is Tani Tani. So we're talking about the gvulos. The Gvulos of Eretz Yisrael, and we know the West Gvul is what we've just been talking about, and that was yesterday's daf, in terms of where you draw the line from. You go straight out, west, or you draw the diagonal line from the north of Eretz Yisrael to Egypt. What about the east border? So the east border is the Jordan, is the Yarden, which was much larger. Right? We read, say, for Yeshua, to cross the Yarden. Nowadays, there's not much there, a trickle in some places. But the Yarden, what status does the Yarden itself have for Inyanim of Mitzvot Atliyas Baaretz? So, three-way machlokas. Hakiyah, three shittas. Is Tani Tani HaYarden Me'eretz Yisrael? One day is that the Yarden is considered Eretz Yisrael. Is Tani Tani HaYarden Mechutz La'aretz? Some say the opposite. No, it's Chutz La'aretz. Is Tani Tani HaYarden Gvul Bifnei Atzmo? It's somewhere in the middle. It's its own status. Amazing, three different shitas. And where does this come up? This is quoted. Gvul Bifnei Atzmo, the Gemara in Bechora says this is the shita of Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir, there in Bechora, Daf Nun Daled, relates to the sugya that we spoke about a couple of days ago, about Meiser Behema. Right, the Gemara says there, maybe I'll read it, the Bechoros. The Gemara there talks about Meiser Behema. You have to have 10 within a certain radius. And what is that radius? They have to be within 16 mil of each other, about a kilometer. And as long as they're within that point, so then that is their mitzdarif. And we spoke a few days ago, what if there's one in the middle? That's Mechuyev, that's Pater. And the Remeir says that they're within 16 mil of each other. If the Yarden's in the middle, then it's Mafsik. It's Mafsik. So why is the Yarden, well, there's a couple of days in the Gemara there, why would the Yarden be Mafsik in the middle? In the middle. That's what the Gemara says. I'll read the Mishnah. Bechor is nun dalad amabes. Maisha behema mitztarev kemelo regel. Behema roe. Vekami regel behema roe. Tezayin mil. 16 mil. Hayu bein elo ve'elo lamed beiz mil ein mitzdarfin. Right? 32 mil in between, they're not mitzdarif. Hayu lo be'emsa, if there's one sheep in the middle, maybe uma'asran be'emsa. Remeir omer, hayardin mafsik l'maiser behema. The yardin is mafsik. So according to one day, why is the yardin mafsik for maiser behema? Because the yardin is gvul b'fnei atzmo. That's one day there in Bechora, in Daf Nun Heyam and Aleph, because that Remeir Shita is that because it's a Gvul Bifnei Atzmo, that's why it's Mafsik, even if it is within 16. Even if it's within 16. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hayna Taima Drabi Meir, I'm reading Bechora, Nun Heyam and Aleph, Da Amar Krava Hayardin Yigbol Oso Lif'as Kedma Hakasiv Asa'o Gvul Bifnei Atzmo. So that's this daya here that's quoted in our Gemara anonymously, Hayardin Gvul Bifnei Atzmo, that's the sheet of Rabbi Meir, according to the Gemara in Bechoros, on Daf Nun Hey. But the Gemara quotes a pasuk for each one. Where pasuk for each one? Mandamar Hayardin Eretz Yisrael, according to the one who says that the Yardin has Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, that's based on the pasuk, V'ha'arava, V'ha'yardin, U'gevul. You got to read the next word, though. That's not quoted in our Gemara. The next word in the pasuk, in Devarim, V'ha'arava, V'ha'yardin, U'gevul, Mikineret, Vaad Yam Harava Yam Hamelech. So the drasha is, as the Mefarshim and the Harav Fulda explains, just like Kineret, just like the Yam Kineret is considered Eretz Yisrael, so too everything else in the pasuk Vahayardein Ugvul. That's called part of Eretz Yisrael, right? You have to have that. The Harav Fulda here has a couple of different differences in the girsa, but he has that word Mikineret. That's the next word in the pasuk. And that's the key. Manda amar hayardin mechutz la'aretz. According to the one that says the yardin is chutz la'aretz, so we take out the next four words, doesn't belong, and the Ma'arav Fold has a different girsa, quotes a different pasuk. what is it? Ki atem, pasuk from Bamidbar. Ki atem over Mesa Yarden, El Eretz Kanan. The pasuk says when you cross the Yarden into Eretz Kanan, Garsinon. What does that mean? You cross the Yarden into Eretz Kanan. The Yarden isn't Eretz Kanan. Mashma v'lo Yarden atzmo, Eretz Kanan. That's the second day up. And Uman da Amar Hayarden Gvul Bifne Atzmo. And what's that? So now the pasuk that we just skipped over, that belongs here. Right? Vahayarden Yigbol Oso Lifas Kedma. That's the pasuk in Yoshua. And what does that mean? It is its own border. Right? The Marafolda. Pasuk Yeshua Bagor Ben Yamin. Vidarish Yigbol Oso Yigbol Et Atzmo Mashma Shu Gvul Atzmo. Right? It's the Gvul Atzmo. So three different deus. Three different days in the Gemara. What is the status of the Yarden for the laws of mitzvos atluyos ba'aretz? Is it like Eretz Yisrael? Is it like Chutz La'aretz? Or is it a gvul bifnei atzmo? Aver ha'yarden itself. What about aver ha'yarden? We're talking about the Yarden. What about aver ha'yarden? That's a big sugya in the Rishonim already. Whether aver ha'yarden, right? Reuven God and Chati Menashe were there. They didn't live in Eretz Yisrael, right? So lachora for the mitzvah of Yishev Eretz Yisrael, it's hard. Like, Moshe got angry at them. But Moshe got angry at them because he thought that they were going to give up and not help their brethren. So, once they said that, fine. So, when they go back, are they... Right, we assume that all the Shvatim receive portions in Eretz Yisrael. So, Eretz Yarden L'chora is different than Chutz La'aretz. Right, there's a Rashi. There's a Rashi in Nedarim on Daf Chav Beis and elsewhere. But Rashi there says, there's an unusual story there. Nedarim Chaf Beis Amanah. Remember the story. Ula is on his way to Eretz Yisrael. Ula b'mitzkei la'aret Yisrael in the Bavli. Nedarim Chaf Beis Amanah. Is lavo le train b'nei chozoi b'hadei. Two b'nei chozoi. Rashi says, the Mefarish there, Shenikra Rashi in Nedarim, says they were Jews. Come chad shachti l'chavri. One got up and killed the other one. Reb Zeira's accompaniers. Amar le l'ula yozavdi. And the murderer says to Ula, no, how'd I do? So, Amar, what was Ula going to say? You're a terrible murderer, then he. Amar le, in, good job. Upar le beis hashchita, why don't you like make a bigger slit? Right, brother? What do you say that for? So the Mefarish here says, Vidisyari lomar lo shalasa yafa shema yargenu. He's worried that he was going to get killed. He wanted to like show that he was on his side. Right, some of the Mefarishim say, the Ran here says, maybe he did that because the guy wasn't dead yet. And therefore he wanted to make sure that, you know, that he died. So that Shiyomus Maher, there's the line in the Ran. Okay, either way, but it's an unusual story. And Kiyas Lakami Rabbi Yochanan, so he got to Eretz Yisrael, so Ula goes to Rabbi Yochanan and tells him the story, and he says, Amalei Dimla Chas V'Sholom Mechziki De'Ovri Avera. Did I do the right thing? I was worried about my life. Maybe I was Mechazik De'Ovri Avera. Amalei Navshecha Hitzalta. You saved yourself. Don't worry about it. So Rabbi Yochanan said that, but then Rabbi Yochanan wondered, how did this happen? Katama Rabbi Yochanan michdi ksiv v'nasan Hashem l'cha sham leiv ragaz b'bavel ksiv. Right, that's in Bavel. Right, that's, I'm going to give you a leiv ragaz, an angry heart, and murder, these murders happen. Isn't that in Bavel? How does that happen here in Eretz Yisrael? So Amar Lei answers the Ula, Hahu shaita lo avrinan yardena. We were still in Eretz Yisrael. We hadn't crossed the Yarden yet, so we weren't in Eretz Yisrael. What does it sound like from there? Right? Rashi. Ve'ever ha'yarden lo niskadesh lahavas ha'omer ulamiksas kedushos. Rashi in Adorim Chabez. Right? How could a murder take place there? Murder doesn't happen in Eretz Yisrael. So maybe it was, says the Ran, it wasn't niskadesh, ever ha'yarden. See, beferish. Ever ha'yarden. See, that Gemara, you didn't have to say, is connected to the kedusha. Right. You could say somehow there's an aura, even if you want to say Eretz Yarden has certain kedusha, but there's still maybe some type of aura of avira de Eretz Yisrael machkim. Right, that goes into Eretz Yarden. Even if you want to say it as mixas kedusha, that might not go. But either way, that's the Gilan Ashas here points out a couple of other Rashi's to look at. The Meshech Chachma I saw in Bamidbar, right towards the end of Bamidbar, the Meshech Chachma says right at the beginning of Parshas Maaseh. Right, the nachlos are given. Why is it so important to know the borders of Israel, of Eretz Yisrael? Says the Meshech Chachma. Lefi, right, the pasuk says, Zos ha'aretz asher tipo lahem l'nachla, goes through all the nachlos. Lefi shaharbe mitzvahs noah goes b'Eretz Yisrael. Rashi. So Rashi says, because you want to know the borders for the mitzvahs of Tlius Baretz. Pirush, says the Meshech Chachma, Shegam be'Ever Yardim Einam Noagim. What do you have to know the borders of Eretz Yisrael? That's clearly mashma that Ever Yardim not allowed to do the mitzvahs. That's how Rashi says you have to know the borders of Eretz Yisrael so you know where the mitzvahs are noag. Kemo bikurim v'chayotze bazeh. Like bikurim and others, so he's mashma like some mitzvahs would be in Ever Yardim, but some are not. Amnam ha'pshat, when the Meshech Chachma himself says, but I think the pshat is, what's the pshat? Of why is it so important to say over the borders now? Lefisha b'nei Gad u'b'nei Reuven hisnu shelo yavo lechalkam ad hisnachel. B'nei Gad u'b'nei Reuven promised we are not going back to our land until everyone else is settled. V'zeh achar kibush v'chilug, and that's after conquering and settlement. So they have to know what are the borders to know if it's all settled. Because only then B'nei Gad u'b'nei Reuven can go back. So that's why Pasha Pshad, he says to the Psukim, to know that so that they know when they have to go, when they can go back, when they go back to their own. So we have these different ideas about Eivar HaYarden. I was thinking that we know this is a middle ground in space. Right? We have Eretz Yisrael, we have Chutz La'aretz, and we have Eivar HaYarden, which is somewhere in the middle in space. We also have that concept of middle ground in time. And that, of course, is Bein HaShemashos. Right? Bein HaShemashos is Bein HaShemashos has a little bit of both. So in space, you could make a chiluk. You could say, you can make up till here is here and up till here is here in space. In time, you can also do that. Up till here is day, up till here is night. But it also could be, as we've discussed, Bein HaShemashos, like a Birya B'fnei Atzma. Like an androgynous being a Birya B'fnei Atzma. Like a Koi being a Birya B'fnei Atzma. And that's based on that Ritva. The Ritva in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin. Remember, that Gemara in Yuma Daf Mem Zayin discusses when a Kohen does Kemitza. And there is, he has to have the exact amount of the Kometz underneath his three fingers. Underneath his three fingers. What about what gets caught in between his fingers? That's what the Gemara wonders. What about what gets caught between his fingers? Boy Rabbi Shua ben Uzzah, Bein HaBinayim Shel Malei Kum Somau. So it's important to know, because if you're missing any of the komets, then it's puzzle. And you can't put in anything extra. So is that part of the komets or not that has to be burned? What's in between the fingers? Amar of Papa, Digavoy lo tiboy lecha. Devade kometsu. Divaroy lo tiboy lecha, devade shirayimu. Tiboy lecha de bene bene mai. Right? What's the halacha between the fingers? And Amar Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan had this safik, and then Rabbi Yochanan says, Hader Pashtu Yudah ben Chazah, Yeshua ben Chazah answered me, Ben Uzzah answered me, Ben Aminayim, safik ninu. And Tosfos and the Ritva are bothered. He had a shayla, so you know what they answered me? It's a safik. So I had the safik before you gave me that statement. Right? How did that help? Right? It says Tosfos, Lo Yadana my kamar, Hader Pashta, Hamei Karanami, Hahavi mi boy le safiku. What was added by the next line of the Gemara? V'shema yesh lomar d'mei kara misafka v'avisalka daidach l'mifshad hai. Maybe it means we had a suffix and I thought there was going to be an answer. And the answer is that there is no answer. The suffixu v'eino balachzer v'lifshad ibaya. Ivade komets ivade shirayim elo b'vadai suffixu v'eino dem yochol olam amur alav. That's the Tosfos. Tosfos says, you know what the answer is? It's an unanswerable question. Right? There might be an answer out there, but it's an unanswerable question. Says the Ritva, amazing, it's an unanswerable question, not because if you keep looking, you'll find one, but because between the fingers, there are elements of Kemitza and elements of not Kemitza, and it's a din suffik, like we might say in Lumdus. And he compares it to Bein HaShemashos. That's the Rav Soloveitchik loved this Ritva. V'igal ha-meidach, kiman de safik ha-amar de-havi, mai pshitusa ha-chalein. What do you answer? V'efshar da-achi gamar. Bein ha-binayim safik, l'fi shihu nidon, kipnim u-kibachutz. It's judged as in and out. Kisafik bein ha-shemashos. Sheyeshbo min ha-yom min ha-layla. Hachanami yeshbo mi bifnim, v'yeshbo mi bachutz, u-kikometz v'shirayim ha-mu'uravim b'yachad. Which means you're stuck. It means you're stuck. Like, what do you do? You know, do you burn it? Do you not burn it? But that's the so that Bein HaShemashos in time could be like Eivar HaYarden in space, which is what the Gemara here says. Machlokas, whether it's min Eretz Yisrael, min Chutz La'aretz, or a Birya Bifnei Atzma. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Tani. Says the Braisa. Asa, right, we take out the word tani. Some have it, but the... or asa hayardin, some have. Either way, it means yardin shaltu bezev natan lazeh. What happens if the yardin, which we're saying now is the border, right? We had a machlokas about the yardin itself. But everybody agrees that on the west side of the yardin, it's Eretz Yisrael, and on the east side of the yardin, it is chutz laaretz. What happens if the yardin, all of a sudden, sometimes rivers do this, they took a new, it takes a new path. Instead of going straight down north-south, it goes a little bends, and all of a sudden, in either direction, all of a sudden, the border is changed. Right? Maybe there's more chutz laaretz that is now included. Maybe there's more Eretz Yisrael that's now included. So what's the halacha if the Yardin changes the gvul? Natal mizeh v'nasan lazeh. Says the Gemara, Masha natal natal, u'masha nasan nasan. Right? What was taken is taken, what's given is given. Meaning, wherever the new border is. If the border went in, went more west, and now a cover there, so now there's less Eretz Yisrael. That area that used to be Eretz Yisrael is no longer Eretz Yisrael. Or the opposite. In both directions. Right, that's what the Mara Folder says. V'yidei kach misraba mitzad zeh u'misnai mitzad acher. Im banu lachashvo l'gvul mafzik afilu kein mashanat al-nada mashanat al-nasan avagav shlo ayah b'shaz chalukas ha'aretz. Right, b'shaz chalukas ha'aretz, it was a different border. So now, ki amanaz kein nechlak. So says the Mara Folder, the Gemara is telling me, but this was part of the Tanai, of this was going to be the border. Whichever way the river runs, that's going to be the border. Whether it expands or contracts, depending on how it goes. So says the Gemara, which direction are we going in? Uma anan kaiminan, kaimin. What are we talking about? Meaning more Eretz Yisrael or more Chutz La'aretz? Im b'makom shahaya Eretz Yisrael v'naseh, kis Surya, is another girsa. Right, if it's a place that used to be Eretz Yisrael and now it's like Surya, right, so it's pointed out, Surya is up north. It's not on the side of the Yardin. So it might just mean Kisurya, meaning like Chutz La'aretz that's close to Eretz Yisrael. That's what it can mean. So if, are we saying that there was less Eretz Yisrael now? But Cheskasu L'maisos L'Shvius. But how does that work? Right, isn't there a Chazaka for, it already has the status of Eretz Yisrael. So how can you just undo that? So undo that that status. It's chayiv, and you're going to say, tell me the river changes that. Right? We like to say that it doesn't undo the chazaka, right? Or the marafolda way of looking at the question is, l'maisa you're chayiv anyway, midirabanan. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Mashanata nata, you have to give it anyway, midirabanan. So you can answer that question. There's differences between dinim daraisa and dinim darabanan. So either way, so l'may nafkamina, so is it because of kedushas haaretz? So the Gemara says, no, but it's for other halachas. Rav Yirmiya, not because of Kedusha, but the following. Rav Yirmiya, Rav Imi, v'shem Rav Yochanan, Rav Simon, v'shem Rav Shimon Levi, l'chazakos, which is talked about in Baba Basra, l'chazakos, u'l'bi'urin, u'l'maiser behema. These three areas of halacha, it makes a difference. The Gemara in Baba Basra discusses, of course, Cheskas Gemal Shanim, at the beginning of the third parak, Cheskas Abatim, that if somebody is squatting for 3 years on a piece of land, and the previous owner doesn't protest, so it belongs to the new person. As long as he has, the Mishnah tells us later on in the parak, it has a chazaka sheyeshi mataina. Chazaka sheyeshi mataina, it has he has an explanation of how he got it. He doesn't just say, I started squatting here. No, he says, I bought it, it was given to me as a matana. But, as we know, the Mishnah there says in Baba Basra that there are three lands. Up north and down south and in the middle for Cheskas Gemal Shanim. Meaning, if somebody is squatting and the landowner doesn't protest, but he's in a different area of Israel, so then that's not a proof that you own the land now because he wasn't around to protest. So it's split up into three different areas. So the Gemara is saying here that if the river moves, the areas change, which makes sense because it's all about whether you can get there or not. So if there's an area that is in let's say it's in the area of one area A, and then all of a sudden the river makes it into area B. So now the chazaka is not going to be a chazaka. I'm in a different area. I'm on the other side of the river. I can't get there. And therefore, the lack of protest is not going to mean anything. Again, and the big sugi in Cheskas Gemal Shanim is, how much is it the squatting? How much is it the lack of protest? That is a big discussion in the beginning of Cheskas Abatim. It might depend on the source. Right, the Gemara at the beginning of Cheskas Abatim first tries to say that the source for Cheskas Gemal Shanim is Shor HaMuad. Just like Shor HaMuad gains a status after three times of goring, so too Chesed Gimel Shanim, which is a huge chiddush, right? The whole Che'usha. But the maskana on the next daf on Chav Tesman Aleph is that no, it's just about people hold on to shtaras for 3 years. And therefore, for 3 years, we expect you to hold on to your shtar. After 3 years, people lose their shtaras, they don't hold on to them, and therefore, you can't expect to come after 4 years and say, you know, where's your shtar? Prove to me that it's yours. So Chazakos, number one, Biurin. We also had a Mishnah in Shemitah, in Shvius, that spoke about different areas for the halacha of beer. We know this beer, once the produce is no longer available for the animals in the fields, so I have to get rid of it out of my house. But what if it's available up north and not down south? So the Mishnah in Shvius says that there's different areas for the halachas of beer Shvius. Ula Maiser Behema, as we were just discussing, right, in terms of tziruf for Maiser Behema. So for these three halachas, that's the halacha of Masha Nasa Nasan or Masha Natal Natal. A couple of days ago, Maiser Behema came up, and I did not mention the Rav Palm, and somebody said, why didn't you mention Rav Palm? So I'll mention it now. Remember the Rav Palm who talks about, we know that we saw the Rambam last time it came up, that if you just see how many sheep you have and you count out 10%, that's ma'akev. The counting out is ma'akev. You can't just take 10%. You have to make a little hole in your fence and count them out and count number 10. Why is that so important? So Rapam explains that it's hard to give 10%. You know, if you have a lot of animals, you can give 10% is a lot. So how is that? How are you going to come to terms with giving so much? The answer is focus on what you have. Right, one for me, two for me, three, nine for me, then one for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's easier to give one after you see that you have nine. And that's the message that the Torah is trying to give by how you determine Maiser Behema. But again, for the tziruf of that, that's what the Mashanasan Natan, a Mashanasan Nasan. Again, Bior, remember also, Bior Perishvias is a major machlokes. We showed him what that is. Rambam, right? Rambam, Ramban. The Rambam says Bior Perishvias is destruction. Destroy, you have to burn it, right? Which is similar, we had at the end of Maaser Sheni, if you remember. And then Maaser, be your Maaseres, right? Once you reach that time in the fourth and the seventh year, right? Be your Maaseres, some things had to be given to their recipients and some things had to be destroyed. So we have that concept of be your Chametz, obviously. But that's what the Rambam says about Bior Shvius also, but we pass on like the Ramban, which says it's Hefker. Bior is Hefker, and that's what we do. That's what we do, Lamaisa. Period. Reb Hila, B'shem Rishim and Lakish, Vusha Mashach Afar. The only time that we say that the river created a new border is if it pulled dirt with it. What does that mean? It means it's permanent. Sometimes when a river moves, it, along with it, it pulls dirt so that you see it's not going back to the previous flow. It's not going back to the previous area where it was. You see the Mara Folda, the last couple of skinny lines. V'usha mashach afar, v'chol b'makom pirutso negdo. And the sand is where it broke through. Ad she'i efshar lo lachzor l'mkomo harishon. It can't go back to the first place, mikoach mashichas afar, because of the dirt that it pulled with it. Shenazasham. So meaning a permanent. When it's a permanent switch and move, switch of direction. So that's where we have these halachas of Masha Nata Nasan, Masha Nata Nata, Masha Nata Nata. Good. Let's get back now to the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, Mishnah, remember, had three categories of three areas, right? We had area one, which was reconquered by the, resettled by the Ole Bavel. We had area two, and that was considered Eretz Yisrael, one chala. Then we had area two, which was Ole Mitzrayim. It was Eretz Yisrael the first time, but the Jews, Ole Bavel, did not reconquer it. So in that area, we said, you got to take off two chalas. Because it's like chutz laretz, two chalas. One, real one, that's the one to burn. Because tumas Eretz Ha'amim. So we say, be mafresh chala, burn that one. But we say you also have to take one and give it to the Kohen. Because we don't want you to forget what you do with regular chala, even though that one's extra. So the Mishnah says, shel aryeh shlashir, the one that you're going to burn, that one has a minimum shear. That one you have to give the 1/48th, which is the shear for Tamei Chala. Shu Dvar Torah. Why is that one? That's Dvar Torah. So, Mefarshim explained, the Ras Ilyo. It's not really Daraisa. Right? We're talking about semi-chutz la'aretz. So, it's not Daraisa, but it was based on, meaning originally this land was in the world of Daraisa. Right? The Ole Mitzrayim conquered it. So that's why we treat it as if it's a daraisa. Shel kohen, but the one that you give to the kohen, ein la shir shumi devrayim, but the one that you give to the kohen is any tiny amount, all they can draw upon in any way, just that you don't forget Torah's chala, so that's why you can give anything you want. Says the Gemara, why do you need both? Why don't you just give the one to the fire? Why do you have to give another one? Shelo yomer, because you don't want people to say, if you give one, if you only mafish one and you burn it, people aren't going to realize that, oh, you're burning it because tumas eretz ha'amim. People might not know that. And they'll think you could burn tahar chala. Shelo yomer merinu teruma tahora v'nitz refes. People will think that you could have chala tahora and burn it. So the Gemara says, okay, fine, so just do the other one. V'yafrish l'kohen v'loyafrish l'ar, just give some to the kohen. He says, no, the opposite. Some people might be familiar with tumas eretz ha'amim. Shelo yu omrim ra'inu truma t'meh v'necheles. People would be familiar. So because of them, mitokshu mafrish shtehen, so that if you do both, l'kshu ba l'kanu nishal. If somebody sees that you're doing two, you're doing one for the kohen and one for burning, they're going to say, what's going on here? Chala is only one. So the fact that there are two that are hufrash, that will pique people's curiosity and therefore force them to ask, and we'll be able to explain it. But you only had one, there'll be the chash in either direction of people getting the wrong message. Okay, we'll stop here.